Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Monday, all eyes toward Houston as floodwaters have plunged it into chaos.
That's right, David. This is a terrible thing. A couple of things that come to mind for everybody. We had Hurricane Sandy in New York City and along Long Island, and it was terrible, and people reached out and did their best to help. We're still suffering from the remnants of that. This is going to be happening in Houston for a long time. That's a beautiful city. We spent a lot of time in Houston because our boy Jonas was, quite a while back now, the head of Teach for America in Houston. So we got to know the city pretty well. And these scenes are very familiar, where all the flooding is taking place, and we're watching it with great horror. The president of the United States knows this is one he can't afford to blow. I mean, his numbers are so low already that this is an opportunity for him to show some real leadership. And he's going to go down there. But when your numbers are low and people are skeptical, there are already reports again and again that the deployment of people to protect the president are going to have to be so great that every one of those people could have been used in a different way. So he takes some heat for doing that. On the other hand, if he doesn't go, he takes heat for that. Sometimes it's not easy to be in these jobs. It's one thing to fly over. It's another thing to be on the ground. And I'm sure that the White House must be exploring all of those options so that they can't get into the kind of trouble I just spoke of. The idea of Americans reaching out to each other is so great. For example, David, we all know that it is our responsibility to be there for the others, wherever they are. On the other hand, we have gotten much closer. Americans travel. They go from one place to another for business. So almost everybody, I know that you have a friend there. Many people have people who have been evacuated, who are staying with their relatives, but who are also in touch on the telephone with so many others who live somewhere else, with the expectation on everybody's part that if it happens here, and believe me, it can happen here. We have all kinds of natural disasters. I remember when we had a tornado in Great Barrington. It can always be terrible. There are lots of things that we all know can happen naturally, and we have to be aware that when people need help, they should get it.
At least 5 deaths from the storms. FEMA Chief William Long says it's going to take years for the recovery from this. And I've seen a couple of articles on the impact of climate change and the intensity of these storms.
Well, that's right. That's a debate also. Look, there have been terrible storms for years and years. There will be people who will deny that it has anything to do with climate. To me, the evidence is staggering. We do know there's an increase in earthquakes, for example, in places they've been fracking. So 1 and 1 makes 2. In the name of business, you just can't say, okay, we deny everything so we can continue to go on our way. Hey, read the Bible.
President Trump hinted at it, and on Friday, he pardoned former Sheriff Joe Arpaio Allen, the retired Arizona lawman who was convicted for intentionally disobeying a judge's order in an immigration case.
When he does that, he undermines the entire structure of the judicial process of law and order in this country. He has the right to do it, I suppose, although it is a signal to those who would break the law that it's okay to do that. It's also that this guy, Arpaio, was a terrible man in that, you know, he really did target Hispanics. We have evidence of that. We have evidence of the kind of stuff that went on in his jails, awful stuff. He got turned out, but still, it is a signal to the base that anything goes when it comes to the anti-Hispanic, anti-immigration position of the President of the United States. It really is a terror.
Finally, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was on Fox News Sunday, and he seemed to separate himself from the president on his equivocal response to the Charlottesville violence.
You know, he said the president is the president and he does his own thing. Nevertheless, it's one thing to leak, as Secretary Cohn has, the economic czar, that you were thinking of writing a letter of resignation. You think about it? No, you write one and you get out. When a president seemingly condones anti-Semitism in the way in which this president has, even when his daughter is converted to Judaism and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is an Orthodox Jew. It is extraordinary that, again, in order to get elected, you go to that base, and more that base is getting narrower and narrower, but he keeps on doing it.